Now, if you're one of the, unfortunately, many tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people who feel under constant pressure from work or college, then you might be one of those people who are turning to drugs that apparently provide mental focus, drugs like modafinil, Ritalin, which help with stresses in their everyday lives. Now, of course, these drugs were prescribed originally to treat sleep disorders or ADHD, but they're increasingly being obtained through the internet and by other means for the average person to improve their mental functions, to help their focus, their intelligence even. At first glance, the drugs seem to offer a dream solution to all our modern problems. But of course, there's always risks involved. And I'm joined on the line to talk about those risks by Professor Barbara Sahakian, who's a neuroscientist at Cambridge University. Professor Sahakian, thank you very much for talking to us this evening. How prevalent are these drugs for non-prescriptive use, as in not for the use for which they were originally designed?
Well, of course, we don't have a very good estimate of that because a lot of people, as you commented, are unfortunately buying these drugs off the internet, which is a very dangerous way of accessing them. So that type of acquisition of the drug is not really accounted for. So we know that prescriptions of stimulants have been on the increase, and in fact, they've doubled in the past 10 years. So we know that these drugs are being prescribed more, but we don't know how much other purchases go on through the internet. We do have some estimates of surveys that have been done on college campuses in the United States, and they came up with a figure of between 16-20% of students are using these drugs, on cognitive enhancing drugs or smart drugs, on college campuses.
And are these drugs, these stimulants are used, and it goes back a good old while, of to help you focus harder, study longer, it kind of fights off tiredness and mental fatigue?
Yes, that's right. So we did a study with Lord Aradazi, who's a surgeon at Imperial College in London, and we looked at sleep-deprived doctors. And we found that the doctors that had modafinil as opposed to the placebo after sleep deprivation were much better at problem solving, showed a lot more cognitive flexibility, and they were also less impulsive. So this was a very interesting effect. So it does help you when you've been lacking in your sleep. And also we've shown in other studies that even if you're not lacking in your sleep, we showed with methylphenidate with healthy volunteers that improves their cognition. These were some of these people, Cambridge undergraduates, participating in experiments.
Now, if it is helping improve your cognition and your mental acuity, it must have some side effects, otherwise you and I wouldn't be having this conversation. So what are the downsides to it?
Well, obviously with the stimulant drugs, people are worried about addiction, and this is something that Nora Volkow, who's the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, has talked about. Also, you can get cardiovascular type effects, and sometimes you can have problems with sleeping. With modafinil, these side effects are considerably lower, which is one reason we started to use it in my studies with, patients who have cognitive impairment either due to brain damage or due to neuropsychiatric disorders, and it seems to have a lower side effect profile. But the reason we really can't use it is because there are no long-term studies of safety in healthy volunteers, because as you pointed out, these drugs were mainly meant for patient use.
Yeah. Can we blame the increasing use of these drugs both on their easy accessibility, the internet, but also on, and it's a theme that's well explored, is the stress of modern life?
I think it's very true that people are trying to, I think this. I've been looking into the reasons why people are using these drugs, and there seems to be obviously the competitive edge. People want to do better in exams, and they want to get into the best universities, that type of thing. There's also some people who just want to be the best that they can at something. They want to excel at it as best as they can. Some people are very tired, and in America, they've shown that modafinil is very good at preventing accidents in people who are shift workers. So, it could be a very good treatment or drug for people who are, say, driving at night or something like that, if we look into the future when we know that these drugs are safe. But my recent study, which is published in PLOS published in the journal Neuropharmacology, has shown that it makes tasks which are usually difficult to get down to or perhaps not as interesting as some of the things we have to do seem much more pleasurable and interesting. So it actually improves task-related motivation.
But don't we ignore natural fatigue, natural tedium, you know, the signs that the body naturally gives us at our peril?
Well, that's it. I mean, we do need to sleep, but we know that consolidation of our memories goes on during sleep, which is obviously very important, especially if you want to do well in exams. And also, there are other ways to boost your cognition, which are very good ways. I mean, exercise is good for your brain, it's good for your body, and it's good for your mood. So it's good for everything.
Yeah.
And we know that if we have good nutrition, that's very helpful. And also, education is a fantastic cognitive enhancer.
Yeah, I presume a trend and the easy accessibility of them means that the trend will escalate and more people will start using these drugs.
It does seem to be on the increase. I mean, Nature, the journal, did a survey and they had over 1,000 respondents, and about one in five of those was using cognitive enhancing drugs.
Really? Wow.
Yes, and there's been a survey within the UK at a university and they found one in 10 is using cognitive enhancing drugs. So it does seem that it is something that is on the increase.
Okay.
And, you know, it is an increasing lifestyle use of these drugs. So we do have to be concerned, I think, because, you know, we don't want people to be coerced into feeling they have to use them. And also, as you pointed out, we don't really have the long-term safety studies in healthy people as yet.
How easy are they to get in Britain and Ireland?
Well, as I said, unfortunately, most people are buying these drugs over the internet, and it's a very dangerous way to buy prescription-only drugs because you don't really know what you're buying.
Sure.
So that is one of the means. And then frequently what I hear is somebody may have a prescription medication, say Ritalin methylphenidate, and then they may pass it on to other students, and certainly that happens a lot in the USA.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I remember years ago hearing in the USA that they would use Benzedrine and other kinds of stimulants to keep themselves awake, particularly at exam time. So is this just an extension of that, like kind of a crazy extrapolation of it?
I think it is a growing extension of that. But I think because some of these drugs now have, you know, the formulations they have for Ritalin now, which is also known as methylphenidate, is much safer in terms of addictive potential, that people are perhaps more willing to use it. And as these prescription drugs are on the increase, there's more accessible, they're more accessible to people to use. So I think with the reduction in some of the side effects, there may be an increase in the use of these drugs in healthy people, because most people obviously do a risk-benefit analysis, and if you're a patient, you might be willing to put up with a bit more risk for the benefit.
Yeah.
But obviously a healthy person wants to be very careful about the side effects.
Professor Barbara Sahakian, neuroscientist at Cambridge University, thank you very much for talking to us this evening. And if you have any experience, either personally or through someone you know, with taking any of these stimulants, and remember, it's not necessarily new. I know in the 50s, women used to take barbiturates to help them cope with the grind of housework. But if you do, let us know.